Track 2.64. Read and listen to the texts, then fill in the blanks with the words in the box.
Holiday nightmares. We all love to hear about exciting and fun stories about holidays. When we plan a holiday, our intentions are simple: to experience new things, to rest, and to have fun. So, what happens when you wait for your holiday for an entire year? But when the time comes, the vacation turns into a disaster. Here are four disaster stories that you will thank God that didn't happen to you.
A friend and I decided to take a holiday in Mexico. As we were students, we did not have much money. As a result, we decided to stay in a B&B in the city centre. It was very suitable because of its location and price. We were very tired because of the long journey, so we went to bed early. I remember waking up in the middle of the night when I felt something moving on my arms and legs. I was half asleep, so I couldn't understand what they were until I completely woke up because my friend was screaming. Cockroaches. So many cockroaches. They were everywhere. On our bed, on our body, on the floor. I had never seen so many cockroaches before. As things couldn't get any worse, the B&B refused to give our money back when we said we could not stay there any longer.
A few years ago, I went to Ecuador with my friends, and we decided to climb a very high mountain called Cotopaxi. A tour guide sold us a climbing tour. They said they were very experienced with such tours, so we felt completely safe. It was snowing very heavily that morning. We traveled on a curvy road in a van before we reached the climbing point. However, the seats of the car were not attached, so every time we took a right or a left, turn, we banged into each other. And then something happened right in the middle of the road, and our window was broken. All the snow was inside the van. It was freezing cold, and we were in the middle of nowhere. Do I need to tell you that there was no phone reception, so calling for help was not an option? The driver couldn't see the road because of the broken window, so we had to turn back. I was sick for an entire week because I got wet in the cold van during our journey back to the campsite.
Well, I can't blame anyone for my terrible holiday because honestly, it was all my fault. We were in Greece and while we were touring the city, we saw a group of people shouting on the streets. We thought that it was a parade or a carnival, so my friends and I joined the group. Suddenly, lots of policemen surrounded us and the crowd started attacking the policemen. We got stuck in the middle of a riot. It was impossible for us to get away, so we got arrested. As we couldn't speak the language, it took us hours to explain why we were there. We were so shocked by the experience that we could not enjoy the rest of our holiday after this unfortunate event.
My family and I planned that holiday for an entire month, and we were so excited on our way to the airport. We got our tickets, sat on the plane, and right before the takeoff, the pilot announced that there was a problem with the generator, so we had to wait in our seats without power until the problem was fixed. There was no air conditioning working. After 20 minutes, it got so hot that many people started having trouble breathing. Some of the passengers wanted to get off the plane and wait outside to get some fresh air. But the flight attendant said it wasn't possible. There was such a chaos that two or more people had a panic attack. When the power got back, we were ready for the takeoff, but it failed in 2 minutes again. We had to get off the plane. It was a terrible day. I don't like traveling by plane anymore.